The 15th day of July, with glistering spear and shield, a famous fight in Flanders was fought, and in the field the most courageous officers was English captains three, but the bravest man in battle was brave Lord Willoughby. The next was Captain Norris, a valiant man was he. The other Captain Turner, that from field would never flee. With 1,500 fighting men, alas, there was no more. They fought with 40,000 then upon the bloody shore. Stand to it, noble pikemen, and look you round about, and shoot you right, you bowmen, and we will keep them out. You musket and silver men, do you prove true to me? I'll be the foremost man in fight, says brave Lord Willoughby. And then the bloody enemy they fiercely did assail, and fought it out most valiantly, not doubting to prevail. The wounded men on both sides fell, most piteous to see, yet nothing could the courage quell of brave Lord Willoughby. For 7 hours to all men's view this fight endured sore, until our men so feeble grew that they could fight no more. And then upon dead horses full savorly they eat, and drink the puddle water, for no better could they get. When they had fed so freely, they kneeled on the ground, and praised God devoutly for the favor they had found. And bearing up their colors, the fight they did renew, and turning towards the Spaniard, 5,000 more they slew. The sharp steel-pointed arrows and bullets thick did fly. Then did our valiant soldiers charge on most furiously, which made the Spaniards waver. They thought it best to flee. They feared the stout behavior of brave Lord Willoughby. Then quoth the Spanish general, come, let us march away. I fear we shall be spoiled all, if that we longer stay. For yonder comes Lord Willoughby, with courage fierce and fell. He will not give one inch of way, for all the devils in hell. And then the fearful enemy was quickly put to flight. Our men pursued courageously, and rout their forces quite. But at last they gave a shout, which echoed through the sky, God and St. George for England, the conquerors did cry. This news was brought to England with all the speed might be, and told unto our gracious queen of this same victory. Oh, this is brave Lord Willoughby, my love hath ever won. Of all the lords of honor, 'tis he great deeds hath done. For soldiers that were maimed and wounded in the fray, the queen allowed a pension of 18 pence a day. Besides all cost and charges, she quit and set them free, and this she did all for the sake of brave Lord Willoughby. Then courage, noble Englishmen, and never be dismayed. If that we be but 1 to 10, we will not be afraid to fight with foreign enemies and set our nation free. And thus I end the bloody bout of brave Lord Willoughby.